Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, 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 welcome back. Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I'd like to first give an honor to God. You know, without him, I couldn't even sit here and communicate. So thank you, God, for being the lovely God that you are. And I'd like to welcome everybody out to Poetry and Melodies again this week. We have in the chat room some guests, guests 8891 and guests 9133. Welcome and thanks for chiming in. I appreciate it. The number to dial in if you want to get in and talk and chat or sing and rap, whatever you want to do on the open mic segment, is 917-932-8881. If you're calling from out of the United States, it's 877-218-1183. And I'd like to give a special shout out and to a legacy of music that's going to last with us forever. Donald Byrd from Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds died Monday, and he will be missed. He definitely will be missed. And the first song I'm going to play tonight is going to be a song from one of his albums, and it's called Rock Creek Park. You guys know it. We got to bring it down right because the man did his thing. So here we go, Rock Creek Park by Donald Byrd. We'll be right back. That's Donald Byrd with Rock Creek Park. Love goes out to Donald Byrd. He will be missed. He definitely will be missed. Again, if you want to dial into the station, to be on the station, you have to dial 917-932-8881 and hit option 1 if you want to get online and do your thing. If you're calling from out of the U.S., it's 877-218-1183. And we seem to have a caller on the line right now. Let's see if he wants to get on. 513 and 501, I'd just like to welcome you guys online. Thanks for coming in. Right now we're going to put a little more music on, and we're going to drop a little, let's do some old school Larry Graham. Once again, if you want to get online to sing a song, to recite a poem, whatever you want to do, you have to hit the option 1 when you dial in. So you can sit on hold if you want to, but While you're on hold, guess what? I'm going to keep the music going. The music has to continue. Unless, of course, you want me to read something. But guess what? I think I'd just rather play some music. How about some Godfather of Soul just to break up the monotony? Godfather of Soul working hard as usual. You know how he do his thing. He just be working. I'm going to keep the show moving along. I just want to welcome some different people into the chat room. SCA0604. I don't know if you pronounce that C0604 or SCA0604, but welcome, welcome, welcome. I appreciate you coming out listening. Well, this is poetry, so I have to do a little poetry. So I'm going to do a poem that I wrote. It's entitled, I the Prince. It's an old poem that I wrote maybe a year or two back, maybe not so far back. I have to look and see how far back. But anyway, the poem is entitled, I the Prince. I was prince because my father was a king, a prince in a castle with all my siblings. But I'm not speaking of castles with a tower and a moat. I'm speaking of a castle owned by the rat and the roach. I lived on no hill with a view of a grassy glen. I lived in the projects where the halls had stench of urine. No Cinderella to come to my ball, just people rolling dice and shooting guns in the hall. I had no horse and carriage to carry me to and fro, only a pair of tennis shoes and a bus card to take me where I had to go. No gold coins or precious gems to buy all that I need, just some food stamps and some boosting skills for my family I had to feed. No wars to strategically organize to keep my kingdom well, just my two hands and a shoddy to take your ass straight to hell. No crowns of gold and gems to place upon my brow, just a baseball cap and a fake gold chain to keep up with the in crowd. But I was still Prince, waiting to fill my father's shoes. And now that I am king, I am the producer of new rules. My castle is now in a spotless place, and I live rat and roach free in a hall scented with African violence and no stench of pee. My kingdom is now protected, the shoddy I no longer need. Now I have a security system provided by ADT. The prince I am no longer, and now the king am I. My son is now a prince, waiting for a king to die. And that's my piece called I, the Prince. I hope you enjoyed that piece, and we're going to get back to some music. Because music is the key. It is. Music is the key. We're going to get back with some, how about some Teddy Pendergrass? You're my latest and my greatest.
As you, more beautiful than the Mona Lisa, worth more than gold, advice and pleasure to behold. You're my latest and my greatest, my latest, my greatest inspiration. My burn is gone, it's turned into a song. Tender as a baby's touch, I needed you all so much. And at last, the Lord is so loud. Oh, my latest and my greatest, my latest, my greatest inspiration. I plan to give you all that I have. I'll be everything, everything you think I am. You make life a joy to live. And I'm thankful, yes, I'm blessed. So many things, but none quite as delectable as you. More beautiful than the Mona Lisa, worth more than gold. My eyes have the pleasure just to behold. Just keep on lifting me.
was Teddy Pendergrass with "You're My Latest, My Greatest." Teddy, man, that was great. Hey, we have a caller on the line right now. Let's see if we can get the caller in. Caller from the 903. Caller from the 903. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I hear you real good. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who are we speaking to tonight?
All right. This is Arthur Les Bonnet Pollard.
Hey, Les, what's going on, man? You pushed me today. You pushed me today. I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Glad to. Didn't have no problem with it. I'm just glad to support you, brother. And I heard your poetry piece, too. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. What you going to do for us tonight? You going to sing, dance? What you going to do?
I'll just do a poetry piece. How about that?
All right. Do your thing, Les. This is Les. Les, drop it down hot, baby.
All right. This one's called Just in Traffic. This is from my book called Let's Get Inspired, Volume 1. If any of y'all out there actually happen to go on online, I'm close with the Dream Team and everything. This is called Just in Traffic. It goes simply like this here. Don't count me out. I say that I won't achieve. Almost anything is possible for those that believe. Continually work hard on their goals and never quit. Keep a drive inside and stay optimistic. Someone may imagine things that they've never seen with their faces in, achieving that dream. Even though our roads may start at different places, we can't let our disappointments throughout life break us. For almost no success in life just happens automatic. So if I'm not there yet, believe me, I'm in traffic. The road of life has setbacks, stops, and delays. Sometimes there's detours that we'll face along the way. Sometimes it gets bumpy, turns and seasons of bad weather. But what doesn't destroy us only builds us to make us better. Personally, I've been writing poetry since 14 years old, and to be compared to Langston Hughes is still my goal. But I write to inspire and make people realize there's more to life than just what's before our eyes. So if you haven't achieved all of your goals, stay at it. I'm still driving towards mine, and believe me, I'm in traffic. Never let the non-believers put brakes on your dreams. Keep moving forward. It could be closer than it seems. Some dream killers only help us to work harder. So whatever they say, let it push us even farther. Some may say that you'll never do it. Imagine the faces when you prove it. Prove that you can do it, for you have got it done. You are more than a conqueror when you overcome. So let the negative people talk their racket. Use it as motivation to succeed. You are in traffic. End of piece.
That was a decent piece, man. I like that. What was the name of that piece?
Oh, called Just in Traffic.
That was Les with Just in Traffic. Man, that was all right, man. I hope you can come back and do another one, man.
Yes, sir. I'd be glad to. I'm on Facebook if anybody wanted to know. Arthur Les Bonnet Pollard.
All right, YouTube. Everybody can hear you. Everybody out there can hear you. Are you in the chat room, Les?
No, I'm just on my cell phone right now. So I pretty much get on here and everything. So, but yeah.
Hey, look, man, like I said, I really appreciate you doing what you did today. That was very, very sweet of you, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, glad to, brother. Glad to.
We got some other callers on the line, so we're gonna put you off and put somebody else on, but thanks for coming out. If you want to get back on, just chime back in, okay? Hit the one again.
All right. Will do.
Thank you. Okay, caller from the 513. You are on the line with Stevie G.
Hey, Stevie G, this is Romeo D. Natty.
Romeo, what's going on, man?
Man, maintaining, trying to get this album together to get out to the people.
Oh, man, I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you came out, man. I really am. I'm glad you came out. What you going to do for
it? I saw your picture on BTR. I'm like, oh, man, Stevie G back on. So, yeah, let me get in here.
All right, man, well, go on and do what you're going to do. Let us know what the title is, and you know how to drop it. I ain't got to tell you nothing. You experienced.
All right, this title is called My Guest. I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. The gift preluded even the kiss. Started with a glance, momentum, moved to a mental dance. I could feel the moisture in your hands, then drown into your eyes like the Alaskan sand. And I'm not even your man, but our passion's so real, no one on the outside could understand. But your man, then I become he, and you belong to me. Translation, you're mine. You could be GPS found lost in my arms, losing track of time. They say love is blind. Then duct tape, glue, staple, burn out my eyes. Nah. But look how your mind twisted like that be your demise. But you're my prize. Beautifully wrapped with abundant joy inside. More than the apple of my eye, you're my sweet potato. Star fruit. Nourishing me with sweet, sticky, creamy juice, a thump or shake of a pineapple wouldn't be more proof. We merged into one from two. After your heart made me be was the evidence of that truth. I'm presently presented with the present of you, smiling, but I can't help smiling whenever I'm in the presence of you. That's my thoughts.
Oh, man, you're all right, man. Give us the title of that piece one more time, Romeo.
My Gift.
All right, that was Romeo, My Gift. Romeo, man, you got to come back out, man. You can't make this a one-day occasion. You know, I like when you come on and do your thing.
Oh, no doubt, man, no doubt. I won't be too much of a stranger.
I miss you, man.
That's what sucks.
I'll take some other calls, man, but thank you if you want to come back on. Chime back in. If we have time to put you in, we will.
Bet. I play for you.
All right, man. That was Romeo Donati, y'all. He was doing his thing. Romeo Donati. We have another caller on the line from the 562. Whoops. Did she leave me? Or did he leave me? Here he is. 562, you're on the air with Stevie G. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up, Stevie G? This is Complicated Passions from the LBC.
All right, Complicated Passions.
All right.
What you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to drop a piece. It's called Love's Suggestions.
All right. Complicated Passions, y'all, with Love's Suggestions. Thanks for coming out, Complicated. Do your thing, baby.
All right. I've been moved by the thought. To have you this close takes me to the heart of it. And with the moments, I won't stop. My temptation, oh, this is what dreams are made of. Love's Suggestions. My wanting your affection. Let me tell you, to be at one with one such as you, whenever you want this, I will make this connection, my love and your desire. The whispers will play the melody of you and me. For all the moments of joy you can't resist, Complicated Passions will give you all you have missed. And that's that piece.
Oh, man, Complicated Passions. You had to bring up the whispers. But you know what?
That was a tight piece, bro. I appreciate you coming out, dropping it, man.
All right,
and please feel free to come back anytime.
Well, I'm going to follow the show. Thank you.
All right, man. I hope you enjoy the music, and I hope you enjoy the poetry, and I hope you come back out. We appreciate having you. Thank you again.
All right, peace.
All right. That was Complicated Passions. We're going to put him on hold here. If he wants to chime back in, if we got time to drop him in, we will. He mentioned the right people, I'm telling you. He knew what to say to me. He knew what to get me to play next. That's what he did. He put me up on the Whispers. You know what? The Whispers is one of my favorite groups, so I'm going to drop something by the Whispers. Well, which one will I drop by the Whispers is the answer. How about this time?
I've known it before. It's all that it's gone. For all that it's been. It's never been wrong. What always seems to come is goodbye. But I believe in this love. It's not my fault. My journey is done. I've come to
for you, as Complicated Passions put it. I'm going to keep it going, man. I'm going to put some more music on here. And how about some flowetry? Say yes. Flowetry, say yes. You down with that, y'all? Y'all down with that?
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling style, but I know I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright, baby? Yeah.
song that is. What a sexy song that is. Let's Say Yes by Floetry, y'all. Oh yeah, that's a sexy song. Anyway, back to the chat room we go, and I'm going to bring back a caller from the 903 and see what he going to put down for us again. Caller from the 903, you got something else for us?
Oh, you talking to me? Yeah, sure. I got
hey, you.
Oh,
Mr.
Left. Yes, sir. Sir.
You got something else you want to drop down for us?
Sure. Let me look through this and see which one I could give to y'all. Let's see. How about this one for Black History, I guess? I'll throw this one out there. It's called Our Pathmakers. Since this is Black History Month, I throw this one out here. Many of the greatest path makers ever known lie somewhere underneath a tombstone. Some lived in the time before me and you. Some were on TV, and some we never knew. Some were movie stars, athletes, and singers. Some had a dream or a message they would bring us. Some were novelists and poets that made a path. Some were comedians that made us laugh. Some attained riches, and some were poor. Many fought for civil rights, and others died for. Some marched and got attacked because they spoke. Many were mistreated and could not vote. Many of them were black, yet some were not. That made it better for us, and I haven't forgot. Some would be proud of our progress today, yet we as black people still have a long way. I will never be ashamed of the fact that I'm black, for omnipotent God has created me like that. Yes, the proper term may be African-American, but it's the pride of our pathmakers I am carrying. I hold nothing against Mother Africa. I have love for you. But it's because of our American victories that I'm free to speak to you. For when blacks first came from Africa, we were slaves. So today we stand on the rights fought by the American brave. So when I look back and I think over my black history, it's the American freedoms that mean the most to me. It's by them that every race in America can have hope, unlike many of our ancestors that were hung on ropes. Yes, we people have overcome a lot, but sometimes watching the youth, I think they have forgotten. I'm tired of seeing our young boys underwear with saggy pants acting like they don't care. Perhaps if they can view our past with honor and respect, more would carry themselves with pride and intellect. Truth be told, I want to encourage all the youth to have pride in our history and know the truth. We have so many inventors and people doing different things, so why are schools stopping at Malcolm X and Martin Luther King? It's a shame American history doesn't include more blacks. Who would today be without us? Listen to these facts. America was built upon many African-American inventions, like the ice cream scooper and the air conditioning, the almanac, the auto cutoff switch, the bicycle frame, an automatic gear shift, the baby buggy, the cellular phone, the elevator and the straightening comb, the fire escape ladder, the fountain pen, the guitar, the golf tee and the lantern, the traffic light, the spark plug, the street sweeper, the clothes dryer, the folding bed and pencil sharpener, the stove, the gas mask, and the rolling pin, and a dozen other inventions I have yet to mention. How could American history constantly overlook us? We should be living together with more honor and trust and not be notorious for stealing when our history is full of creativity and building. Let me say this for all my people before it's overdue. As an African-American, there's nothing that we cannot do. We have made it from slavery up to the U.S. president against all odds, and we're still making a world present. So never let us stop pushing to be greater. Honor and respect the past, but also be a positive past maker. Don't let pride and honor end in the past, for even you have an opportunity to create a past. End of point.
Man, that was, all I got to say is do that there, okay, because that was really a great poem. Is that in your book?
Yes, sir.
I will buy your book just for that poem. I really,
awesome.
Really, really appreciate it. And educational, you know, you taught me a lot of things I didn't know. So,
yeah.
Hey, Les, that was really a great poem, man. I appreciate your reading, man.
Thank you.
Really do. I got to keep the show going, though, man. I got another caller on the line, so I'm going to drop you off and get the other one on, okay, brother? But thank you. That was really an uplifting poem. It really was. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bro. That was Les. That was a beautiful poem. I know everybody in the chat room agrees on that one, I'm sure. And caller from the 832, we're going to put you on the line with Stevie G. How you doing, caller from the 832? Who we on with?
Stevie G, this is CB, Charles Banks, on the mic.
What's up, Charles Banks? What's going
Charles
down?
Banks. CB, what's up, Stevie?
How you doing, bro?
Yes, 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 man. I'm all right. I'm listening to all these great poets, man, and I want to contribute a little bit, man, but I can't be as great as them, but I'm going to put my 3 cents in.
Well, go on, man. Let's hear your 3 cents. What you going to drop for us?
I'm going to drop a piece, man. I don't know if it's inspirational or what, man, but I'm going to do it. It's from the A section of my notebook, so I'm going to go start with the A with you, man. Is that all right, Stevie?
That's fine.
Okay.
You do what you want. This is your dime, baby.
All right, man. That's a cheap phone call, man. I better hurry up before they cut me off. Hello, hello. This piece is called Action Applied. She say she loved me, but I've yet to see action applied. Her name is Sharon, although I see no evidence of such. I wait for soul stirring, like the flower at sunrise. She speaks of love in words, but yet no action applied. We do what normal couples do. Dinners, show, the usual. Somehow I still look, see emptiness inside. The love she and I make feels mechanical, fake. No real feeling applying action takes. She goes shopping, I buy bags of self we carry home. She models for me those bright, shiny things. My comments, she smiles, pleases, and for all the wrong reasons, I still feel empty inside. Lately, the fingers pointed have turned. Every action has an equal, but have I learned? Have I applied my duty, my lesson, my love, my action applied? Peace. Thanks
for that.
That
was tight, bro. That was tight.
Thanks.
Charles Banks did his thing, y'all. Give him a round of applause. You know what? We used to clap on my old show. But you know what? We just give you our thanks and our praise and say, hey, that was a great poem on this show. So
we appreciate
you coming
this?
Out doing your thing, man.
Can I say this, man?
Yeah, go ahead. All right. You got your own clap. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with patting yourself on the back. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Anyway,
man,
I'm going to... All right, I'm going to keep the show moving, put a little bit more music on. You know me, they call me the old school man. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I'm going to keep it like that. I'm going to keep it old school. And I'm going to put a little main ingredient on for you. I'm so proud. Pretty song, man. That was one of them grinders, man, back in the day. Woo. Well, I'm going to keep the show moving. I don't want to close on no slow drag note, so I'm going to pull the tempo up a little bit. I have to, because sometimes you got to have some good old get up and do your thing music. If you don't, guess what? It won't work. You have to have that get up and go music. I just want to take the time out while I'm looking for this song to play. I want to take the time out to thank you guys for coming out tonight. Really, it's a pleasure to have you in here on the show with me, sharing the moment, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all the callers that called in and recited poems. They all were great poems. I appreciate you guys very much. Don't be a stranger. Come out again next week and do your thing, man. I'll be here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. And I'm trying to find this song because this is a song to make you get up and do your thing. It was by... Well, guess what? It's more than one song. So we're going to put a little Ohio Players on, Pain. Pain is in my heart, tearing me apart. So we're going to drop Pain. Looking for no matter what it does to me. I'm going to make sure I find it before the night is out, and it's almost out. So anyway, I still like to thank everybody again for coming out, and please spread the word. You know, I would like to have a nice room full of people doing requests and stuff. Maybe I can push up my hours a half hour more so we can get a little bit more people in and get on the mic and recite more poems and do their thing. Of course, I would love that to happen like that, but, you know, it takes a little word of mouth, and we're going to try to spread the word a little bit. And I found the song that I was looking for, finally. And it's New Birth. I can understand it. Back in the day, it was something.
Yeah.
now that was New Birth, but I can understand it. Look, y'all stay blessed. Have a great weekend. People who are hammered by the weather, stay safe. Love you. Next week, you guys. Thank you. Thank you for coming out.